Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Don't you hate that dreaded question you always get in the practice? What is the price? Today we're going to talk about how to redirect that conversation.
Yeah, you know, this really came about when we started doing our digital marketing and I went through some training on why we weren't getting the results from it. And, you know, really the truth is I think most of us listen to this podcast, we absolutely forget or don't understand the number one product in our practice. And it's not the services we provide. It's not how beautiful our building is. It's not all the technology that we have. It's not the single implant or the implant bridge or the full arch implants or the whitening bonding veneers. It's not any of that stuff.
But we do have all that stuff.
But it's the people.
Yes.
Okay. The number one product in every office is the people. Look, at the end of the day, here's the truth. So many offices have implants. So many offices have Cerex. So many offices have Combeam. So many offices have iTero. So many offices do all of these things. But what makes your office unique is you, the dentist, and your people. And I think what's happening is patients don't know any better than to ask about price because that's what they assume makes things different. And we have to learn and we have to redirect that conversation back to our number one product, the one thing that no other practice can do, and that's the people.
So there's a few different things that you would use to redirect this call when somebody calls and asks. So where would you start with this?
Yeah, so let's start with this. Let's start with a simple goal, okay? What is the goal of this phone call or what is the goal of this conversation in hygiene chair? What is it that the patient's looking for? And I think the patients are looking for a couple of things. One, they're looking for reassurance. In other words, have I called the right place or am I in the right office? Are you known for this service? Okay. The second thing is patients are looking for hope. You know, will you love this office? Will we provide a friendly, no judgment environment? Will we help you get there? In other words, you're not too far gone. We've seen worse than you and we're not going to admonish you or talk down to you because you have gum disease. And then the overall goal of any phone call or any conversation in the practice while the patient's in the chair is to get the appointment scheduled. Let's get that appointment scheduled. Not do you want to schedule the appointment? Because hell no, I don't want to schedule right. The appointment to get my teeth drilled on or get my tooth taken out. But let's get that scheduled so you can find out for yourself how great of an office we are. So it's important to provide reassurance, it's important to provide hope, and it's important to end the conversation with, let's get this appointment scheduled, so that way we can continue to move our patients forward in the buying process and the patient journey.
So So each team member should show key areas of the people in the practice.
Yeah. So, you know, ultimately what happens is at the end of the day, again, we're talking about the differentiators, right? What makes us different? So at the end of the day, we all graduate dental school, right? At the end of the day, we have all this technology. So what I look for, what I try to coach our team on, are a few areas that I want them to really know about our doctors for sure, about our hygienists, about our clinical team members, and that's their educational background. What school they went, what year they graduated, how many years they've been doing this. For example, I think it's important for my team members to know I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, because that tells me that tells patients I'm not new to this. Okay. So it's important to understand that. Or it's important to say, and this is not true about me, I went to Harvard dental school, even though I don't know if it's any good or not. You know, those kind of things. So that way it gives that confidence to the patients. And then it's also important along the educational area is to know any type of continuing education, residencies, post-graduation CE programs. You know, did you know that, you know, and Dr. A has completed almost 1,000 or over 1,000 hours on implant dentistry. In my particular case, Dr. A teaches other dentists how to do implant dentistry. Again, the goal is to make the patient reassure the patient that this is the right place to contact.
Yeah, you want to make them comfortable and make them know that they're part of the family when they come in.
Absolutely. You know, and then another area your team members should know is your clinical prowess. Okay. In other words, like for example, we need to tell patients, Dr. A has placed thousands of implants. Because what does that tell a patient?
Right. These patients think that dental implants are a huge surgery. And to us, we're doing 5 a day. I mean, it's no big deal some days. So we let them know, oh, we do this. This is very normal in our office.
Right. And we have experience in doing it. And you're not the guinea pig and all of these things. And even if it's 100 implants or even if it's dozens of implants, you need to point it out. We've done many of these cases. Because what is many?
Right.
Many can be two, or it can be thousands. It's all relative. But we want to reassure our patients. And then we want to let our patients know that we focus on this service. You know, Dr. A focuses on dental implants. It's the majority of what he does in our office. Or Dr. A focuses on sleep apnea. It's the majority of what he does. Or Dr. A loves doing Invisalign in our practice. You know, so that way we give that patient that confidence and so the patient understands that this is a service that we're providing, this is a service that we're good at, and this is a service that we have a passion about.
And even if it's not your top procedure, just tell the patient, we're saving hours for this type of appointment. Then also, when you go to schedule them, it makes it easier because you tell them, we only have times at this time, and this time.
Yeah.
It really makes them feel special, seclusive. Yeah.
It's like when you go to a plastic, not that I've been to a plastic surgeon, but
you any know, type of, any other specialty.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays for our surgeries.
Right.
Or whatever it may be. You know, it's these kind of things. Or Dr. A reserves one Tuesday every month to go to the surgical center and do his cases. You know, it's that kind of stuff where it reassures patients that we know. And then, you know, also focus on the clinical prowess of what's unique. And in our practice, what we believe is unique and what we focus on with patients is that we're a single location, that we provide your service from beginning to end, from the diagnosis to the surgical placement to putting the tooth on it to maintaining it afterwards. We're a full-service dental office focused on dental implants or focused on sleep apnea or focused on Invisalign or focused on amalgams or focused on, you know, single visit crowns, whatever it is that you're trying to do more of, you got to build your story around that, about the people, about the education that, you know, Dr. A has completed all X levels at XYZ Institute because he wants to be the absolute best, or he wants to be focused on this, or he loves this, you know, that kind of stuff.
And then you tell the patient, but just wait until you meet Megan.
That's right.
And I mean, you might like Dr. A, but we have the best implant coordinator treatment. She will take such good care of you. You know, a lot of times the patient is scared of the doctor. So this person is so important because it's truly who they convey everything to.
And another point I want to bring up is the business benefits of choosing office. For example, in our practice, we have dedicated people that own services. You know, you mentioned Megan, who owns our complex cases. Mm-hmm. You know, she literally holds patients' hands from beginning to end, from the moment they walk into the office to the moment that we're completed their treatment. They call her on the weekends. They text her. They have complete access to her, and they have that to me, but they'd rather call her than me.
That's what I'm saying.
And I love that, by the way. Yeah. So let them know your dedicated team that, you know, our office has and a dedicated implant coordinator because we're focused on making sure you have a wonderful experience. Or our office has a dedicated medical billing department to help you maximize your benefits and minimize your out-of-pockets. Or our office uses the service of a dedicated anesthesiologist so that way we can focus on your care and the anesthesiologist focuses on making sure that you're comfortable during your visit. And then also focus on the wonderful financial solutions because at the end of the day, time, fear, and money. Patients want to minimize their time and maximize, you know, maximize their overall time, minimize how many times they got to come there. They have the fear, which you got to mention the sedation. You got to mention what you're doing or how you're making it comfortable for them. And then money, okay? And money may not be the number one thing, but it's one of the top two or three things. And so we want to address that. You know, I believe we should address it up front and just let them know that we have wonderful solutions to help make it affordable. You know, Meredith, when you come in, we're going to sit down with you and we'll talk to you about all the different financial options that we have to help make it affordable. Very rarely do we lose people because they can't find a way to make it affordable. You know, and that's so important to have this conversation with our patients.
So the next time somebody asks about price, redirect the conversation to make sure you talk about the differentiator, the people.
Yeah, it's all about the people. At the end of the day, it's the people. And, you know, this social media stuff, right? You know, one of the things I'm most proud about our office with social media, what are most of our pictures of? The people.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. People buy from people. People don't buy from robots. You know, and we don't want to get into this. People are going to say, well, people buy from Amazon. I don't want to get into that game. Right. I will lose.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if it's going to be a commodity game, we're all going to lose.
So I think everyone knows we're a real practice, real practicing practice too. And I know I can say in our practice, we have Megan who's dedicated to these type of procedures. And you saw when she had to go back into hygiene for a little while, our cases slipped. And that was not because nobody else was as good, but it was because there wasn't a dedicated person.
A person that owned it.
Right. There was someone for people. So she is fantastic, but also it was one person from start to finish. Yeah. And I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, your person doesn't have to be the best.
Right.
They don't have to be unbelievable. They just need to own it.
Right.
Patients just want a place to call. Like, what would happen to our sleep business if we didn't have a dedicated sleep person,
right,
or if we didn't have a dedicated align person, if we didn't have a dedicated implant person? You know, we just have to have that. And when I say dedicated, I don't mean that one person and that's all they do.
Right.
I just mean somebody owns it. By the way, you can have one clinical team member that does all three of those things because not every practice is doing a couple of hundred sleep devices or a couple of hundred implants or, you know, dozens and dozens of aligner cases. You know, not every practice is at that stage yet, but if you want to get there, I'm telling you, you got to invest in the people and you got to understand your number one product in your practice is the people. And if we can put a quick plug in for 3D dentists here, I think one of the things that we do unbelievably well at 3D dentists is we train people.
Mm-hmm.
We get team members excited.
Yeah.
We help team members see a future for themselves and we help team members understand why it's important for them to make this happen and to kick the doctor away out of the way and just make it successful. So you got to invest in the people and you got to understand that your simple goal is to reassure patients, give them hope, get them scheduled, and focus on the educational background, the clinical prowess, and the business benefits of coming to your office. If you get serious about this and you have a moment in your office where you sit down with team and say, let's focus on the people. Let's understand where has everybody gone to school? How long have they been doing this? You know, what makes them special? What are the benefits to them? And you start talking to your patients about your people, you will win in this game because nobody else can compete with your people because they're your people and not other people's people.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week on the T-Bone Speaks podcast.